tweet at Today SOR.
And with me now in studio, Tim Cullinan, who will take over as president of the Irish Farmers Association on the 27th of this month at the AGM of the IFA. Tim Cullinan, congratulations on your election. Thanks for coming to studio. There's something of a tradition of Tipperary men becoming head of the IFA, isn't there?
Thank you very much, Sean. I'm delighted to be coming in this morning. Absolutely, I am the fourth man from Tipperary to be elected president of IFA. And, you know, it's a huge honour for me to represent not just the county of Tipperary, but represent the farmers of Ireland for the next 4 years.
I mean, people like TJ Maher, Rick Ardisi, probably the most famous of them all, really, the man who led the famous march over half a century ago.
Absolutely. Rick Ard came from North Tipperary, where I come from myself, and you're right, he led farmers to Dublin in 1966. And, you know, I suppose if we look at it, at the time, again, it was about farmers' income and getting the right or get government to listen to mm-hmm. farmers. And I suppose if we look at where we are today, like, I'm taking up the reins in IFA, and again, it's back down to farmers' income. You know, at the end
yes,
of the day.
Yes, and do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, you're going to have to hit the ground running. I don't know, you've experienced as national treasurer, but you know, you're hitting this thing slap bang in the middle of an election campaign.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's an excellent time to be coming in. As you say, we're having an election coming now, and I mean, my first job is putting the manifesto together, which is critical for farmers of Ireland. And you know, we have key issues. We have CAP reform coming down the track again, and a massive amount of money that's coming into this country every year. 1.8 billion a year is coming in, and you know, my first job is to ensure not only to maintain that budget, but get an increase in the budget. You know, that's what we will be asking the political parties over the next number of weeks. We have a Brexit coming. We know now we're going to have a Brexit, which is critical for Irish farming. And you know, our job is to ensure that we will be able to get our dairy produce and our beef produce off the island of Ireland to ensure that there is a proper trade deal.
Now, before we talk about some of those matters in detail, Tim, tell me a little bit more about yourself. You started off fairly small, I gather. Was it 20 cows?
That's right. I started into farming at 18 years of age. I started off with a small herd of dairy cows, and I decided I wanted to expand. So I came from a very small land base of 20 acres. So I developed a pig enterprise, and today that enterprise, we have a team of 15 people involved in that business in conjunction with my own wife and my son, Stephen.
That's quite an undertaking. I mean, like to gather in the money to pay the wages of 15 people is a serious business. I mean, how many pigs would you put through in a given month or year?
Yeah, well, we produce thousands of pigs in a year, and you know, it's a specialised business, and it has taken years to build that up, Sean. And I suppose bringing that experience into IFA, I've been through many crises over the years. I'm involved in the business almost 40 years now, and I think the experience that I have gained, and we work on world market prices. And you know, bringing that into the livestock sector, bringing it into the dairy sector, mm-hmm. I think is a huge backing for me going forward.
I think your campaign slogan was "Put the fight back into farming." Now, what do you mean by that?
Look, farmers have been trampled on, they've been walked on from all sections over the last number of years. You know, it's back to income, it's back to fair play. Like, we're being blamed for everything. You know, we're being blamed for climate change. And at the time, you know, on inspections, we had a serious problem with inspections down in my own county a number of years ago. I took on that fight at the time. And you know, that's something I want to do for every farmer in Ireland over the next 4 years.
Yeah, you said, I think, in your campaign literature, "I want to issue a word of warning for retailers on below-cost selling. Everybody knows I have led the war against the retailers, several wars, and won them all."
Absolutely.
Give us an example now, because I mean, again, we see 50% reduction on beef, I think, in one of the supermarket chains at the moment.
Yeah, it has been a problem for years, particularly in the sector I come from, the pig sector, where 50% of what we produce is sold here in the home market. And for years, we've been suffering from below cost selling. And I think that is something that I am going to take up and take it very serious going forward. I mean, we all know what's happening here is retailers are using fresh food produce, let it be meat or vegetables, and dairy products as loss leaders. And that is a fight I am definitely taking up. I will take that to Europe. I will align IFA with different member states across Europe. And Sean, we have to get legislation. I know no government likes to hear about dearer food, but like, there has to be a margin here for farmers, because if we look at all the actors in the chain, Like, the only ones that's not making money here is the farmers.
You say, though, you will lead the toughest campaign they've ever experienced. That's fighting talk.
Well, Sean, I believe in negotiation, and I've already started the process. I want to sit down with all the actors in the chain. Already I've started sitting down with the meat industry. I want to sit down with all the retailers. And I think this can be done by negotiation. And, you know, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we were talking there before the break to Daniel Long of the Individual Farmers Organisation. And he talked about the beef task force basically being a talking shop. Is he right about that?
Look, everybody was looking for a forum, so we have a task force now. I believe we need to give it time. I suppose one thing that has come out of this already, we now have a beef tracker, so we can actually, it's bringing some clarity to the price of beef, and we see now that there is a gap in the price that we're achieving here in Ireland versus the EU price, and factories have to come to the plate now and give and increase the farmers. I think the one thing that needs to come out of this task force is there needs to be an increase in the price paid to farmers. That will be the test of this forum. And as I say, it is about bringing clarity, and it needs to come in a price increase.
Now, we heard as well from Daniel Long saying that, you know, nobody wants splinter groups. The IFA need to stand up. So what can you do to persuade people like Daniel Long that they don't need to be organising separate protests? Or does it actually suit your purposes to see them going along under a different banner where you can't be sued or have injunctions taken out against you?
No, look, I believe we achieve far more by all working together. You know, we need one or two main vices representing farmers in Ireland. You know, if we look at our structure in IFA, we have in excess of 940 branches. All of those branches have voted in the recent election. You know, we have a democratic process. And you know what I would say to Daniel and other people involved in the protest, that I think, first of all, there is a process taking place at the moment. As I said, I started a process myself at the moment. I want to follow that through. We have the beef task force there at the moment. And I think we should be all working together. So, and I believe in, you know, unifying people and we all coming together.
Is tomorrow's protest premature then?
I think it is. I mean, we see what's happening this morning. The Dáil is going to be dissolved today. So I think, you know, we need to give politicians time now as well. Look, I've come through a grueling campaign myself, and I know what it's like. And going out in the month of January out to meet the constituents, not an easy job. But, you know, I think we need to give this process time now. We have a beef task force. As I say, from my own point of view, I'm only coming into this position in the next few weeks. And I would ask farmers out there, you know, to give this process a chance, give me a chance representing farmers. And as you said yourself, Sean, I said I would put the fight back into farmers and farming. That's what I will do.
And if you had your way, for instance, maybe the IFA would have raised its game before this, and we might never have heard of, say, the Beef Plan Organisation.
Look, things evolve and happen, and you know, people decided that maybe IFA wasn't doing enough at the time. So we
were they right?
No, I don't think they were right. Look, we've always done enough for farmers. It can be difficult at times. Look, frustration was building up. Frustration was building up with farmers on the ground, and they were obviously. Any sector that's not making an income, they get very frustrated, and did boil over. And I suppose the one thing I will say is, look, a protest that went on for 8 weeks was too long. You know, it did disrupt the trade and all that came after that. But look, we have an opportunity here now. I mean, I am a new president coming in. I think it's about bringing all farmers together and achieving a better income and a better environment for farmers going forward.
Speaking of the environment in the broader sense of that word, we know, for instance, that there have been huge increases in the number of cattle in this country in recent years. And there was a suggestion now lately that we need to have a significant reduction. Is that 53% in the size of the suckler herd and other measures? Because, you know, the farming sector does account for a fair amount of Ireland's contribution to greenhouse gas. What do you say to that?
Look, first of all, I think we need to look at the entire climate change debate. I think the farmers are being used here as a scapegoat again. I mean, if we just go back on the numbers, we had more numbers in the late 90s than we have now. And, you know, if we're talking about carbon sinks, we have a massive grass-based system here in Ireland. We have a massive amount of hedgerows that are not being included as carbon sinks. And I think we need to go back in this debate again. I think Chagas have a lot of more work to do in the research on this. Already we're seeing on the methane emission side of it that there's research that has come out of Oxford University in the last number of weeks that I think we need to go back and relook at this and see where we are.
And we've also got indications from the Green Party. And again, they may be a central component of the next government with whatever other range of parties or party they would work with. They're calling for a ban on live exports and also a review of the nitrates derogation.
The nitrates derogation was bought in. I was part of the first nitrates derogation being put together, Sean, and it's critical for farming. But if we look at the stocking rate in Ireland as a whole, we're still under 100 kilos organic N per hectare, and the limit is 170. So there is scope there. And it's about what happens is there's more animals in certain parts of the country. But overall, there's more than enough land there to carry the stock that's in Ireland at the moment. I think that's critical, and that message needs to be got out there. On live exports, look, they're critical for our industry. We are an island nation. Like earlier,
so
just later or the second half of last year, I asked Borbia to go out into Europe and get new markets for calves. They have achieved the markets for calves, and it's critical that those calves are taken off the island. And we have to have live exports, because if we look at what's happening in the beef industry, we have to have competition as well.
Yeah, but
and without competition.
In a couple of sentences, though, Tim, do you see any need to curb or reduce the cattle population, the sheep, the numbers of sheep we have, or pigs?
Absolutely not. And we were hearing it.
Keep
all
on expanding.
No. Well, if we listen to what John Fitzgerald was saying last summer, Professor John Fitzgerald, it's very easy to go out and say we get rid of the suckler cows in the rest of Ireland. What I'm saying, Sean, is I will be protecting the herd we have. As I said already, we have a massive carbon sink there. We have the hedgerows, we have the trees and all the rest of it. I want to see all of that taken into account.
Right.
And I want to hold on to the numbers that we have here in Ireland. And we need to look at the transport industry.
Okay, well, look, we'll be returning to these and other topics in a fairly intense and detailed way between now and the 7th of February. Assuming it is the 7th of February, thank you so much indeed for coming in. Tim Cullinan, IFA President, as and from the 27th of January, and the best of good luck.